everybody. Welcome to Dawson's Darlings. Today, we are almost done with our little show that could. So we're going to go revisit, before Zaz watches the series finale, we're going to revisit the pilot of Dawson's Creek. So today we're talking about season one, episode one, pilot.
Pilot. Pilots are so tough.
Yeah.
pilots, there's like literally three exceptions to there being good pilots.
Let me hear them.
Oh, I didn't think you were going to ask.
Chuck?
Chuck was a good pilot.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad was a great pilot. Mm-hmm. I have to give credit where credit is due. Amy Sherman-Palladino actually is really good at pilots. I thought the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel pilot was great. Even the Gilmore Girls pilot was pretty on brand with what that series ended up becoming.
Yeah.
But that being said, pilots are very, very cringy. Always very tough to set up all these characters in a 30-minute time frame. And the Dawson's pilot really lived up to that.
it was funny to go back and watch it. Going back to watch it and just like the color tone of it, the way that we were in Cape Side, the way that we didn't have 57 fucking characters that all needed screen time.
It was so simple.
Yeah.
But also to counter that, they do set up a lot of different storylines in this one little episode.
The soft bebop thing?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, holy shit, already in the pilot? Wowzers.
Yeah, and they really jump into the Tamara Jacobs thing from the jump, like, hardcore.
And she is more aggressive than I remember her.
Yeah, same. Oh my gosh, that scene is so cringy where Pacey's like, I'm the best sex you'll never have. Like, oh.
And it works.
Sweet boy, I know.
She's like, woman. Good point.
She's like, oh, yes. Wait, what are you, 15? You have all this experience? Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so bad. And then like Joey asking, or he just Dawson being so prude. And he's like, why does everyone want to talk about sex all the time? Cut to like two seasons later, he's getting a blowjob on a boat. And Joey's all like, when do you play with your dog? Which is a metaphor for Jay Owen.
Oh!
Yeah.
What about when you, what about walking your dog then?
Oh, is that what it is? She's like, when do you walk your dog? And he's like, I don't have a dog.
I forgot also that poor Katie Couric got fucking roped into this.
Oh, God. He admits that he J-O's to Katie Couric in the mornings.
Ugh.
He better wash his peen hands before he goes to school.
There's no way he does.
Here's another thing that kind of was a little jarring to me, even though like I do remember this, but we obviously have our introduction to the wonderful Jen Lindley.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget how mean Joey was to her when she first arrived.
I know. She was a bully.
Always just wanted to be Joey's friend, and Joey straight up like fucking annihilated her this entire episode.
Yeah.
It was really sad to see. And even though, like, we always loved their little friend, Cam, they never really played into it as much as I think they could have throughout the whole series. So it was sad to see them, like, it was sad. You were right. Like, Joey's really bullying her.
It's like targeted girl-on-girl meanness, mm-hmm. too. It's not just, like, casual two people being mean. It's, like, catty mean.
Yeah, it's not nice.
But it is frustrating too, because also, like you said, like Jen just wants to be her friend. She needs a friend. Jen needs a girl friend. But mm-hmm. Joey's not. But you could tell even when Joey's being so shitty to her, there's chemistry there.
Well, yeah, Joey has chemistry with everyone. Chem. Mm-hmm. Joe Chem.
Oh. Mm. But yeah, no, sucks.
Yeah. One character that really hasn't changed Well, no, I can't say that, but she hasn't changed in her demeanor and delivery is Grams.
Oh my God.
Like yeah. She's obviously she's, as we go on through the series, she's no longer homophobic or racist. But she does deliver her lines and looks the exact same.
Yeah. It's so great with a little nurse's smock.
Yeah. And she's all like, Jennifer, don't you want to thank our good Lord this morning?
It's like, nah.
Nah, I'm good.
Thank you so much. I'm the voice of the Tri-State area. I just drink black coffee in the morning. And that is a wrap on Jen.
Why were we so caught up with Jen being a cardiothoracic surgeon?
You know what? It's funny that you ask that because I wrote down like a couple notes as we went through it. And I wrote, oh yeah, I forgot that Jen's a doctor. Because when she gets there, they're like, why are you here? And she's like, oh, as a 15-year-old, it's important that I'm here. Specifically because my grandpa had his aortic valve collapsed. And so they had to put it in plastic. So I'm just here to kind of check on it and, you know, see how things are going. And then like at one point she's like, look, excuse me. She's like checking the scar. And then at one point Dustin's like, how are you? She's like, well, my grandpa's breathing. So, you know, like
his blood pressure is 117 over 80. So we're doing pretty good.
It's a good day. It's a good day. Yeah, yeah.
Because I did recognize a lot of the things we referenced throughout this whole series, and we beat with like a over it. What is it called? Beat over a dead horse. Beat a dead horse with it.
She's got two brains.
I got two brains, and neither of them are working, baby.
I don't know that phrase because I don't beat animals. Maybe that's a tri-state area thing, but it's not something I do.
Oh, well, you're missing out. It's a ton of fun.
Copy.
I loved hearing the words Mr. Manmeet because I forgot that was like so – that came up in the pilot.
Yeah.
Gail calls him Mr. Manmeet, and I was like, he is a Mr. Manmeet.
But they are straight fucking.
Yeah. So Gail comes off very horny in this. Actually, they both do, but
– yeah, they're just horny folks.
Yeah, because even Mr. Manmeet's putting on the news and is like, this is the best foreplay. I'm already hard. Dawson's like, I gotta go.
I gotta get out of here. Like, don't tell your son that.
Yeah, it's super weird. And it was a little odd to see Dawson's, like, jumping to a conclusion that Gail's having an affair.
Yeah, because that, like, and Joey says, like, it's because you have a perfect life and you're just looking for drama. But I don't know. Maybe it's just the innocence of it. And then once there's actual drama, Dawson continues to run away from it at every fucking turn. For the rest of the series, he does not like drama.
Yeah. It's almost as if the writers were like, either Gail and Mitch are going to be over the moon in love with each other and just like banging, banging, banging. Or Gail's going to have this affair and they planted the seed, both of the seeds. And then they just like kind of figured out which one they wanted to do a couple episodes later.
Yeah. You know what I liked? I just remembered is that when Gail got busted for the affair and Mr. Manmeet's like, why? I like that she just was like, I don't know. Because I did. Like, she didn't really have a reason, and I liked that. And I don't remember why now, but I do remember really liking that.
Well, we always were kind of on Gail's side, even when she was in the wrong about the affair, because she went about it so gracefully.
The parents were very well written.
Graceful Gail, yeah.
Graceful Gail.
I also saying it.
That's all you say, constantly.
I won't shut up about it.
I forgot one about Nellie in general, and two that her introduction was, I know in this high school you're gonna say the same thing literally every other high school student says, are you Nell from fucking Little House on the Prairie?
No one's saying that.
Nellie, get out of here. Yeah,
also I forgot about her character. Weird old reference.
Yes, that's why it's weird that she's like, everybody says it. But I'm not. I'm just Nell. Yeah.
Jen's like, okay.
Not totally where I thought we were going with this, but all right. Also, they are babies.
They're so little.
They're so little.
Dawson's hair looks like a helmet. And he's so like, why is he so like mad about sex stuff? He's so mad that everyone wants to have sex.
Yeah, I know. I
what's up with everyone wanting to have sex? What's up with sex, Dad?
So like
Mitch is all like, sex is great, man. Ooh, let me tell you.
And he
kind of does.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know where that comes from.
Yeah, because it changes very drastically. And it also is, it's worth noting that Kevin Williamson, the showrunner, creator, leaves, what, halfway through or after two seasons?
After two seasons, I believe.
And anytime a creator, showrunner exits a series that they created, the show is bound to change. And this one actually, Dawson's Creek actually didn't go through as traumatic of a transformation as other shows have.
I think it slow. I mean, you can see a solid transformation. You know what I'm going to do is lower my desk. So be prepared, Freddie. Whoa.
I have a whole new perspective on your room.
There we go. Now you can see things. Now comfy. it goes, you could definitely see a change, but I think it's a slow lead out because it went from Kevin Williamson to Greg Berlanti, K-Dubs, Greggy B, very similar Greggy B now is like all he does is superhero stuff, but he was doing Everwood. He did Brothers and Sisters. Like that's like familial dialogue storytelling. It's very similar to Dawson's Creek. So like that makes sense. I think that once Tom Kapanos came to play, then it was like, this is a different show now.
Mm-hmm.
And there are different opinions on it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Remember Danny G?
Oh, did you see Danny G in this?
No, I didn't because I forgot about him, honestly, and I didn't think to look for him.
I forgot about him because he either started doing some pull-ups and or he started working on something else. But I didn't notice any booms in this, but I did remember at some point that I was like, oh, shit, Danny G. I forgot.
Yeah, we were keeping a tally of how many times we saw the boom in the shot for the first, because we were assholes back then.
Back then only.
Yeah, we're super cool now, but back then.
Really, really nice. Really nice.
It was like 15 years ago when we started this podcast.
We were different people then. We were different people. I mean, it was the mid-pandemic.
No, it was like the beginning of it almost.
That's what I meant. Sorry, I was just scratching my eye and I couldn't think of the right word because I was busy scratching my eye. But I had to scratch it carefully because I didn't want to get eye makeup in on my eye because then it'll burn.
Sure. Yeah, you got to leave your eyes alone when you have makeup on.
Yeah, I got a lot going on, you know.
I do know.
One thing I noticed in the doc scene where Dawson's got all of his nerdy movies and Jen's like, what's the deal with movies and all that? Which I didn't notice before is his voice sounds so young. Mm-hmm. He sounds like a kid.
Yeah.
When he's talking to her, it's like very cute and innocent.
Yeah. Nerdy, all of them do.
Yeah. They're young.
They're but babies.
They're but babies.
But I have to give you credit for suggesting. Yeah. Just this once. So listen carefully.
Fuck.
For suggesting we rewatch the pilot after watching episode 22 because it's so counters. Like episode 22 is an homage to the pilot, basically. And then rewatching the pilot, it kind of all comes together really nicely. And I was like, oh my gosh. I felt even more nostalgic than I think I would have had I not seen that episode yet.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was like, good job, Kim, whether you thought that through or not.
I sure didn't. But I love it. No, I sure didn't because I remembered that they were going to try and make the movie even without – what I remembered about season six, I remembered the finale. So I know that the things that are coming in the finale, those were – I wasn't surprised by any of those things. But I also remembered – that at some point Pacey was going to get some job to do with stocks and that he was going to lose all of Dawson's money and then the gang would rally and make the movie. But I couldn't remember that it was so like a shot for shot.
Shot for shot. Yeah, it really was.
Yeah. I totally forgot about that. So,
and that's the kind of stuff they do for the fans, I really think. You have to really play to your audience when you're coming, when you're approaching the end of a series.
Yeah, because at this point, at episode 622, your penultimate, the best pen that you could possibly have, you're not going to, oh man, you know what we didn't talk about in the last episode? Is that Gina Fattori got the ultimate pen.
Damn it.
She's the ultimate. I know. You want to go back and start that one all over again?
No, you can just like add my voice in with AI, right?
Yeah. Do you want to give me a little something to respond to what I just said?
Gina gets the ultimate pen. Good job, G.
Nailed it. Yeah, you're not going to pick up new viewers on the penultimate episode. So like, these are just for the fans.
Yeah, plus it's a way to like thank your audience for being loyal all these years. You have to. A good series finale or a lead up to a series finale will do that.
Yeah. Having now watched our penultimate and then gone back to watch the pilot, do you have any different thoughts on what you think the series finale will be?
No, I stand by that. I do think that it's going to wrap up and focus on Dawson and Pacey's friendship.
Cool.
Yeah. And I think that makes a lot of sense. And it's so interesting that season 6 was so focused on Joey because, I mean, yes, she was always a main character, but Dawson was meant to be the one.
I mean, it's called Dawson Screek.
I mean, some would call him the titular. Are you trying to censor me? Really unfair. He's a titular character.
Damn it. He's a what?
Titular. It's not a bad word.
I know it's not.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
I know. I'm laughing because it was... My fucking balance board just like tipped over.
She's not even on it.
I know. That's the best part. I do fine when I'm on it. Oh my God. That was excellent. Really good timing.
But yeah, I mean, going back and watching the pilot was really just kind of like, oh boy, pilots are rough.
Yeah. What would you have fixed, do you think, in the pilot?
I mean, that's so tough. Pilots are doomed from the start.
Yeah.
They just are. I mean, by the time you get to the end of a whole series, I mean, maybe not so much now because we're so used to the culture of shows getting 2 or 3 seasons now with streamers. But back then, when shows got, you know, were up to 10 seasons long or like, you know, 7 average, so much, the pilot becomes so aged that it's tough to like even the friend, not even, but the Friends pilot, for example, from beginning to end, the Office pilot is not great.
Yeah.
Too.
Famously, the Parks and Rec pilot, whole first season is
so bad.
Fucking bad.
It's hard to like set up a TV show. Yeah. You really need time to do it. And that's why I think streamers really fuck over really great TV shows these days.
Yeah.
Give them the time that they need to set up these solid characters.
I do. I will give that. I made the joke. I said it as kind of a joke, but I do think it's not a perfect pilot, but the Chuck pilot is really good because they are able to pretty quickly set up that you've got this nerdy guy. His vibe kind of is the vibe that he has. He's got his like nerdy little best friend. But then what they get to have is, same with Alias. Alias is a really good pilot. And I wonder if this is kind of like the, when you have like that spy element, you don't have to reveal everything because your audience already knows that like it's a spy show, like new shit will come out. So there's always going to be a million twists and turns. So you don't have to like feed everything to them. Mm-hmm. your hair looks like it's shoulder length, and it looks really good. Like you could
do, I think
you could really pull that off. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It does look like really short.
Yeah. I love it though. So the Chuck pilot is really good.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about Chuck some more? Because you've brought it up many times. Now
was more like I brought it up as a joke, but then I was like trying to think about, we talked about bad pilots, and that's an example of a good pilot. Another example of a good pilot, West Wing. I think a good pilot, I think you want to get information out, like as kind of as much information as you can, but like what you want to do more is just give what's going to be the vibe of the show.
Yeah. And you just have to be careful giving so much information out without it being one, overwhelming, or two, confusing, which I guess is overwhelming.
Yeah. But also overwhelming emotionally.
Mm. And sometimes the pilot just doesn't capture the vibe of the show because you need, again, you need time to figure that out.
Yeah, it's true.
Take it from us. We're prolifically in the biz. Or are we prolifically to be in the biz?
I was prolifically asked to leave the biz by a show that I thought, well, the joke's on them. That shit will never fucking air. And then that show is currently being advertised in front of my eyeballs non-goddamn-stop.
What show is that?
The Curse.
Never heard of it.
Good. I've seen a million billboards for it out here. It's all over my social needs feeds. I hate it.
But I love social needs feeds.
Me too. They never would have fired me if they'd known about that.
Yeah. I didn't think, whatever, who cares?
What?
I didn't think they fired you. I thought they was just like not a good match.
No, they fired me. Now, to be fair, I was going to quit, but they called me to fire me.
Damn it. They got to you first, huh?
Yeah. And I was like, I'm not going to fight you on this. And in fact, I gave him a little like, okay, well, you told me that this was going to work, so it's not going to work out for us, I guess. That's fine. But like I was fine with it, but they fully fired me for sure.
Are you fine with it? Because you've been talking about it for the past year and a half.
I'm fine.
Look at me. I'm fine. Could someone who's fine talk about it like this?
If I wasn't fine, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So. Something I like to do. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to just wrap it up.
Oh, I want to talk about Chuck a little bit more. No. Okay. Something I like to do, though. I'm glad that we did this in general for the show. Got to give the fans what they need. And also got to sell those ads.
Sure.
Get the ad revenue. Because you know how people are like, you have so many listeners. Here's the ads. Talk about Quip toothbrushes. When I'm watching a show for the first time, all the way through, I like to go back and watch the pilot before the series finale. A little treat for me.
That is an interesting thing. I tend to stay away from the pilots. Oftentimes, when I go back and rewatch a show, I will skip the first season.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like I'm rewatching It's Always Sunny, and I started in season 5.
Oh, shit. Well, you have a lot of episodes still to watch.
So or anytime I rewatch The Office, I always start season 2. I think season 2 is probably some of the best television that was ever recorded.
Oh, wow.
Season 2 of The Office is so superior.
So fucking good. It's so, so good.
And season 1 wasn't bad, but they were still finding their footing. And that's, you just need time.
Don't yell at me. I didn't cancel the show. You know, it has a great pilot.
Who?
Chuck. No. Ted Lasso. That's a good pilot.
Oh, yeah. That was a good pilot.
That twist at the end, the reveal of what Rebecca is actually going to do is like, oh, but she's so pretty. So how could she be bad?
How could she know about sports? Because she's a woman. Oh, that wasn't the twist?
No. I believed her. Listen, I believed her. But she's so good that I believed her. I was like, you can't be bad. but she what? Well, I don't think she was bad. Actually, I think she was I think she was going through something. But like,
This Is Us was another good pilot.
Oh yeah, that was a really good pilot. That was also a good twist.
Yeah. I thought I was gonna have more to say to that. But I really just agree with you. Yeah, it was a great twist.
I think what I liked the most about the This Is Us pilot was that Mandy Moore was in it.
That's what you liked?
And then continued to be in the show.
Oh, okay. Very low standards.
Any pilot. Mandy Moore's in. I'm like, I might
not. I worked on a pilot with Mandy Moore that did not see the light of day.
Which pilot?
It was called The Advocates.
Wait a minute. Did I know that?
Yeah, I did it in between Heart of Dixie seasons.
Are you who gave me the chair back?
Probably.
I can't think of anybody else that would have been working on it.
What did it say? The Advocates and Mandy Moore or no?
Somebody at some point in my life gave me Mandy's chair back, the backing from her chair on The Advocates. It said Mandy Moore on the back of it. It was The Advocates, and then Mandy Moore.
Wow.
Yeah. Was it you, do you think?
I don't know. If I did that, that's pretty badass.
That is really badass. We got to, on This Is Us, take chair backs. So I have a chair back that says writer. This Is Us, writer.
Cute.
Really cute. And then, or maybe I took the director. I don't know. Or maybe I took both. I don't know. But I also took Griffin, who played Uncle Nicky. We had developed a little camaraderie in the last season. So we had all the chair backs and we gave everybody their own chair back. And I said, do you want this? And he said, no, you can keep mine. You've earned it. Which is like so funny to me. Saying it out loud makes it sound like what he meant was you've earned like something I once touched. That's your big contribution.
Yeah, something with my name on it.
You're welcome. But it was more I think he just recognized I had done a lot of shit, personal stuff for him through the season. And so he just kind of was like, take it. I liked it. Yeah.
I can take it.
It was nice.
Nice. So, are we keeping all this in, by the way?
Everything stays for sure. Obviously.
Cool.
All right. Well, do you want to wrap it up? Seems like before I started talking about Ted Lasso, you were ready to be done, but.
I was just going to ask you if you have any additional thoughts on the pilot.
Yeah, I thought the Ted Lasso pilot was fucking spectacular.
No, the Dawson's Creek pilot.
I don't care about that as much anymore now that I'm thinking about Ted Lasso.
That's what this is about. Oh my God.
I know, but now once I got that British accent in my head, I said, no going back. No, I loved it. It was nice to go back to watch it. Something about that color palette for some reason really felt like very, even just like the opening of like the camera floating through the bedroom and like landing on Joey and Dawson. Mm-hmm. It was all very like, I felt like I could hear the WB this Tuesday, like the first promo for
Michigan J Frog hopping around.
Oh. Bing bong, bing bong. Yeah, it was just nice to go home. And I can't help but notice that the Cape Side High mascot was wrong.
The mascot was wrong, and that sign was like literally stickers. That was like not even centered. They were all crooked. It was like, welcome to Cape Side High. I was like, whoa, they did not have a big set deck budget here.
Sure didn't. No. It was nice though.
Like coming home.
Yeah. It was us.
Yeah.
If someone wanted to talk to you about nostalgia, where can they find you at?
No one talks about nostalgia enough, but I have studied it intensely in my years, and I'm a bit of an expert, so feel free to send me all of your questions about nostalgia. I know there are a plenty at Ashley Zazz on Instagram, and that's literally it. Also, Goodreads. You can send me a message on Goodreads. I'll answer it, but only if it's about nostalgia or a book.
Sure. Wow. Wowzers.
Now, Kim.
Yes.
Genuinely afraid to ask, but if anyone wanted to speak to you about the TV show Chuck. If they want to make that mistake, where can they find you?
you want to talk about you're on your own, kid. Yes. You want to fucking dive into the deep end. I have my, this is a real thing. If someone would like to talk to me about the pilot compared to the series finale of Chuck, I have noticed so many things. What are you looking at over there?
That it feels like my headband's falling back. So I was just making sure it wasn't.
It looks great. Let me drop my blood pressure a little bit. I'm getting winded because I get excited.
You don't say.
You say Beyonce?
You don't say Beyonce.
At Kim Moffitt on Instagram and Twitter and whatever. Who knows? By the time this comes out in April, who knows what
who
social
knows what
media
kind of but, social needs we'll have.
Many. Continued to have many, I'm sure. At Kim Moffitt on Instagram and Twitter. At Kim Moffitt is here on TikTok, Talking Ticks. I have in the past talked ticks about Chuck. I will in the future be talking ticks about Chuck, I'm sure. It's a very good show. Show has no social media needs, of course.
Untrue.
So that is
we have social media needs on your feeds at Dawson's Darling.
Well, I love that.
Yeah, that's TM Kim Moffitt. We're on your feeds on social media with our needs. At Dawson's Darlings, come and feed, come and leads.
She's. If you have ever thought to yourself, "Wow, this bridge on this Taylor Swift song is amazing," I'll tell you a little secret right now. It was probably written by Zaz.
I just have a way with words. I mean, words.
Wow!
Yeah, that you didn't expect that one, did you?
I sure didn't.
Keep you on your toes.